Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and on today's show, I'm joined by Stephanie Keating from WeVibe to talk about how you can add a little variety to your bedroom. Plus, I'm answering your sex and relationship questions. Topics include the ins and outs of app-controlled sex toys and why they're a great pleasure investment. What to do when you like a coworker, they like you back, but they've never had a same-sex relationship. So you're not exactly a romantic in the bedroom, so how can you get your partner more in the mood? And you know that you want to be a stay-at-home spouse. So how do you find partners who are looking for the same thing? All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. Our website's amazing. We've got so many articles on there to help you with all your sex and relationship questions. Social media everywhere is Sex with Emily. All right, intentions with Emily. Join me in setting an intention for the show. I like to do it before the show. You can think about doing it after. But what I mean is when you're listening, think about what you want to get out of listening to this episode, how it could help you. You could write it down or you could just state it. Maybe it's, I've heard about these sex toys before, but I'm curious to hear from the makers themselves. Or maybe my partner and I have been looking for new ways to spice things up in the bedroom and these products are super intriguing. Well, my intention is to give you insight from the actual people behind some of my favorite pleasure products so you can see why they're so beneficial in the bedroom, especially now. All right, enjoy the show. Stephanie Keating, she's from WowTech. She's the head of marketing for the Americas. She's a dear friend. I've known Steph. We've known each other for years now.
Yeah.
Feels like it.
I don't know how long it's been. I think we met on our trip to Germany. Is that when we first met?
I think we met a little before that. Maybe
okay.
4 or 5 years. 4 years.
Yeah.
And Steph, when I say WowTech, they might not be familiar with WowTech. That da-da-da. It is the WeVibe. We talk about the WeVibe products and the Womanizer. I think I've got asked about that those two things more than anything I've ever been asked about. And Steph is the go-to person here. And we've been hearing a lot about sex toy sales going through the roof right now. In fact, I can't get people just keep asking me, is it true? Is it true? Steph, tell me what's going on in the sex toy industry right now that we're all quarantined at home.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I guess there's been more of a shift in buying. A lot of people are being forced to buy online because stores aren't open. So there's a big shift to online sales. And then I think the types of products that people are buying are changing. Well, definitely we know I'm sure that all your listeners know, because you talk about it all the time, the We Connect app that goes with the We Vibe.
I've talked about it, but I feel like they're sick of hearing me talk about it. But okay. I feel like you are the source. So let's talk about the We Connect app.
Yeah. So the We Connect app, it works with all of our Bluetooth app enabled products. So I think right now there's about 10 products in our line. All for different things that work with the app. But really what the app does is allows, you can control the device, the vibrator, and it allows couples to connect in long distance. And you can actually control two devices at the same time. So your partner can have a product and you can have one, and you can control each other's. And there's lots of like cool modes that you can't get when you're just controlling it with the remote or on the device. Like there's a mode that works with music. So basically you play music and the vibrator sort of vibes to the rhythm of the music. And I have awesome news about that, because that feature is now available across all of our products.
It used to be exclusive
to only one, but now we've just released it to all products. So the We Connect app, we've noticed recently over the last month that we've had a surge in sessions. So there's been 150% more sessions.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Crazy. In partner connected sessions. And then we've had a 32% increase in people downloading the app.
So the app to me is, it's a game changer, really.
Yeah. And the best thing about the app is that we have the app itself is amazing, but the fact that we have now so many products in the line that work with the app, that there's something for everyone. Like we have a dual stimulator, we have a G-spot stimulator, we have our couples toy, we have anal toys, we have prostate massagers. We have this range of products now that the app can connect with.
It's amazing. Yeah,
it's pretty cool. The thing that I really love about the app is that we have you can actually do video and voice chat right inside the app. And then it's all as soon as you close the app, it's totally private, and then everything's deleted.
Yeah,
so you can really have, so you can have a really intimate connection with your partner if you're not together, using the device, and you can actually see them and talk to them all in.
Yeah, that's what I love about it, is that it launches. So this is what you guys have to understand. It's so ingenious. I you know what I love, Steph? Every time I'm talking to someone about it, I think I was talking to a journalist the other day, or friends, or I'm at a party. I'm always bringing it up because what's the latest in sex toys? And this is before quarantine, right? People cannot believe that somebody can, just the concept that you could launch an app, see your partner, and they could be controlling the toy across the room, across the world. And you're literally yes. Okay. So the toy is on your clitoris and your partner is looking at you in an app and they're controlling it. They're mind blown that exists. But now, since we're all since COVID-19 and it just makes so much sense that these are check out the We Vibe or the Womanizer. I mean, it is, first off, you don't have to use them with the app, but what a bonus. And a lot of people are meeting online right now and they're how do I video sex? And so to me, this is just a game changer. And what I love is there's been so many apps, so many new toys that you've added in recent years. So it's for men, for women. So now everyone can have a toy and control it. So, and I just like using the app anyway. I just love the app because you don't have to look for the button. Sometimes you just can log your sessions and use the music. It's so innovative. So I love that you guys are doing that.
We often receive feedback from our customers. They'll just send us emails telling us sometimes lots of interesting stories. But one of the things that I really love to hear about is when the app has really connected people together. A lot of times, a lot of people use it that work in the military. And so they're separated for really long periods of time. And this is something discreet that they can use while they're deported. And I've had a woman email me. I'm so happy. This is her email was I'm so happy. My husband was able to give me an orgasm for the first time in a year using the We Connect app. And she was happy about her orgasm, but she was more excited that her husband, who is away from their family, and away from everything that he knows, that he was able to have this really positive experience and be able to give his wife pleasure. And so, I mean, that was an awesome story.
That's such a great story. Yeah, because people are like, if I can't be with you, I still want to be participating in your pleasure.
Exactly. And it works for both, you know, both sides, right? Just as sex does, the person receiving the pleasure and the person that's also giving it as well. So,
yeah. Oh my God. I was going to ask you, I want to hear some of the stories of people connecting with love across quarantine. You know, I think it's amazing because it does say that we've seen a rise in sex toy use. It's amazing to hear that the app, that the WeConnect app has actually gone up. And so okay, we got an email. I want to answer an Instagram question, which directly relates to you.
Oh, cool.
From Maddie Pickett. He's 21. And he said, "Hi, Dr. Emily, would my wife like vibrating panties as a surprise gift?" And this just came in. I was like, oh my God, I got to talk to Steph, because here's what I want to say to you guys is that I've been a fan of WeVibe since they came out 15 years ago, 10, 12. No, I don't know.
11 actually.
So what's so amazing about this is this friggin' Moxie is the most amazing thing. It is a panty vibe that you don't need just the panty. It can go in any panties. And it is the coolest toy because it's really powerful. It's rechargeable. It has a battery. You put it in your underwear and it stays. Those batteries are amazing. So it doesn't, the magnet doesn't.
Yeah.
And then it's like such a fun thing because you can use it, like you could be out to a party when we all go out again, or you could be in the next room, or maybe she goes to work that day wearing the toy and you can control it and she's wearing it. And it's really, I love also is that you could use it for other things too. Like it doesn't have to be just the panty vibe because it's a really powerful vibration and it just is a really fun product. So congratulations.
Yeah. The Moxie is amazing. One of the things that I love about the Moxie in comparison to lots of other different panty vibes that are out there is that we did so much testing on like the fit. I was part of like the testing group. So I've tried like tons of different.
Oh, you did ones. It.
And the thing that's awesome is a lot of products, you kind of have to hold them in place, which is
right.
Not necessarily what you want, right? Because you want to kind of, a lot of times you're trying to be discreet about it. If you're out in a social setting or something post COVID, right? But
it'll happen post COVID.
It will happen. We'll get there. But with Moxie, we spent a lot of time on the design and fitting kind of perfectly for different body types. So ours has, like Moxie has kind of like a little bump in it that fits right kind of between the labia comfortably. So you can walk around with it. It's very small and discreet. You can walk around with it, but when the vibrations start, you feel them and you don't have to like push it up
into the
spot. Yeah.
Well said, because you can just wear it for yourself. I mean, you can control it yourself and wear it all day, but you're right. It doesn't move around and it's in the perfect place. I didn't realize that you were part of that. Fitting it, because it really is. It's like when I got it, I think I screamed. I was like, you guys, this is so genius. So yes, Maddie Pickett, I think she'd love it because she could use it on her own.
Yeah.
And I think you said something there about discreet. I also read somewhere that people, the sales of discreet toys are up. People want, because maybe they have kids at home, they want the quiet kids. Toys.
Yes.
And speaking of quiet toys, I know that Womanizer, which is probably one of the top selling toys in the world, I would say, feels like it is
because
literally, you know what's funny? Like, I feel like people have started calling toys now like womanizers, like Kleenex. People are like, tell me which.
Awesome.
I kind of feel that. I heard someone say something like, well, a woman, they think like a womanizer means vibrator. It's just a kind of vibrator. But I heard you guys did a stay home billboard and online that you're donating $10 for every toy to the wife.
So the womanizer, for people that don't know what the womanizer is. So it's not a vibrator. It's actually, the stimulation is what we call pleasure air. And it's like air kind of that circulates, oscillates around the clitoris. And a lot of women that have used a womanizer have been able to like orgasm in like a minute and have had multiple orgasms. And people that haven't been able to orgasm before using they use the womanizer and they were able to orgasm. So I think that's one of the reasons why it's become such a popular product. But one of the things discretion wise that it has that is unique to WowTech products is a feature that we for like discretion, so that it automatically turns off when you're not using it. So basically, when you put the womanizer close to you, it turns on. And then when you take it away, it turns off. And so that feature is like a touch sense feature that we have.
The smart silent, right. And that's
smart silent. Yeah.
I love that in the womanizer. If they have any questions, if they want to check out what we're talking about, where do you would like to send them to look at some of the toys right now? They could go to sexwithemily.com.
Sexwithemily.com, womanizer.com for womanizer toys, WeVibe.com for WeVibe toys.
Yeah. Just check them out. You will love. And then we've got another question. This is from Leah on Instagram. And she says, hi, Dr. Emily, apologize if you receive questions like this all the time, but I was wondering if I could get your voice on your advice on a first sex toy purchase. I do get asked this a lot and it is fine. You guys, I love answering your questions because how would you know? And how would you know where to go with all the toys out there? I typically recommend for women to start with a external toy, because that is where all the magic happens. If that's our clitoris, our labia, that's where the nerve endings are. That's where the majority of women are going to have pleasure. And so something that is external rather than, and I think people still picture a lot of toys have to go internal if they're new. And so something like discreet, something smaller that you can fit in your hand. I love the Touch by WeVibe. I think that's always a great one. That's kind of a go-to. What do you think, Steph? First time.
So definitely I like to make sure that people are purchasing something that will have some longevity, that they can use it as their first toy, but then this can be used in like lots of different ways and they can keep it for a long time. So always look for products that are one, like rechargeable and like made of good quality. And then in the WeVibe line, I definitely think Touch is one that I recommend. I also recommend Tango.
Yeah.
It's a bullet. It's powerful. But the thing that is like, if you're deciding between Touch and Tango, one of the things that I like to recommend, if you already know that you like a lot of clitoral stimulation, like, or you need sort of a lot of clitoral stimulation to orgasm, you might prefer the Tango over the Touch because the Touch is a little bit softer. But if you feel like you're more sensitive, then I would stick with the Touch. That's a good distinction
because I actually, it's funny, when I travel, I always have both. What I love about the Tango, I mean, I love that it's just, it's waterproof. I have it in my shower, actually. I love the Tango. I think this is a great call because it is like a lot of people's first choice are bullets, and the Tango, I think, is the strongest one out there. I've never seen anything like it. Never felt anything like it.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you so much, Steph. This is all great advice. Thank you for the work you're doing, for the donation that Womanizer is donating, $10 for every toy sold to the YWCA COVID-19 Emergency Relief, which is amazing. Stephanie, I love having you here from Wow Tech, and thank you for sharing all this information about WeVibe and Womanizers and bringing pleasure to the world and being such a good friend of Sex with Emily and the whole family. We love you. We love the work
you're
doing.
Thanks, Emily. Thank you. Love the good work.
Thank you.
Helping you too. Everybody honey. Through their sex.
I'm doing it
during COVID.
One orgasm at a time.
One orgasm at a time.
Thanks, Steph. I appreciate you. We're going to take a quick break and when we come back, we're going to get into your calls. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread, so here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Okay, let's talk to Joy, 59, in California. Hey, Joy, thanks for calling. How can I help?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Of course. I love
your show.
I'm so glad.
I listen to you every night when I'm driving home.
Oh, I love it, Joy. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. I love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And so this is a situation. So I have not been in a relationship for over 3 years, nor have I even thought about being, I'm a lesbian, so nor have I ever thought about being with a woman, and somebody came into my life, and I'm just like so excited, but I'm scared.
I'm petrified,
and I never used to be.
Right. Okay. So wait, Joy, you're saying you've always been a lesbian though, because you said I'm interested in a woman, but what you mean is you haven't been interested in anybody, meaning a woman, in 3 years. Just to clarify.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, no, I get that. Okay, so listen, so first off, okay, I get it. You know what it is, Joy? I've been there too. I'm kind of there right now, to be honest. If you don't date for a while and you put it out of your brain and you're working on other things and then you find someone, you're like, wait a minute. It's like you didn't go to the gym for a few years, right? It's a muscle. So you were not familiar with these feelings and meeting someone new and how do I approach or wherever you're in right now. So just know that I love that you're calling me with this because that's all it is. And I think so many of us can relate because time goes by and we're like, oh, how do we do this again?
Right.
But once you get started.
Exactly.
So tell me, Joy, so how can we help you get through it? So what's the next move or what's going on with it?
Well, we're both attracted to each other. It's obvious. The only problem is we work together. And she's just recently out of a relationship. And so she's scared of getting hurt.
Okay. So how long has she been out of the relationship?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
And have you guys talked about like what she's looking for, what you're looking for? Like what are the expectations right now?
Well, for me, I mean, I'm a very sexual person and very outgoing. So I have the whole thing going through my head, how I would approach this, how I would take her on a date and just smother her with, you know, affection and respect, but I'm also too afraid of rejection. I don't know.
Joy. Joy, you're adorable. I love this because it's like, I get it. It's like that giddy feeling and you're so excited to have met someone with this attraction. And so you both, let's go step by step. So it's confirmed that you both have feelings for each other or like have an attraction.
Right.
So
right.
I would say, and have you ever gone out before one-on-one? Just the two of you?
No, it's always been with other people.
Okay. So I think that you need to have do you want to talk to her ahead of time or do you want to just plan it? Are you asking, how can I help you exactly? Like the next move, where to go on a date, how to feel in your body again? Like which part of it?
Right. Well, you know, the thing is, okay, so I did ask her out. I asked her to Monterey, but not for the whole weekend, just for one day.
Okay.
To go down and, you know, and go to the beach or whatever.
Fun. Okay.
We'll walk. And then that way, we on the drive down there, I'm thinking we can get to know each other and a little bit better.
That's a great thing. I love that. Daytime.
Right?
Yeah. Highway 1 driving down. That's beautiful. The waves crashing.
Right.
Yeah. I love it because daytime, not the pressure to sit across from each other at an awkward dinner. So did you ask?
Exactly.
So that or like I was going to say like lunch or coffee date or something to me seems like because if she said because all we know now is there's an attraction. There's something there. And she just got out of a relationship and she's not sure.
Right.
So I think finding out. So daytime is great. Finding out more information. And I love the idea of just getting to talk, because I have a feeling, Joy, that once you start talking to her, you're going to feel better. And I like the idea of having a road trip and driving together. So that to me feels like that could be, and then just, you know, ask questions, listen. And, you know, at our point in life, like, you can explain what you want or what you think you might want, and let's hear her out. And then you'll know the next steps. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, Joy, let me know how it goes. Okay.
Oh,
I love that you listen.
I
love that you listen on the way home from work. Thank you, Joy. I guess a lot of people driving home from work right now. Always. I just love it. I'm like, yeah, I love being there with you at the end of the day.
I mean,
it's sex. Like, we're cool. Not controversial. You're going to learn something new. It's not like news channel.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I definitely like that. I don't get stuck in traffic like that on the way home.
We get to miss traffic because we're working during the rush hour.
Yeah.
That's true.
We are the rush hour.
We are the rush hour. Let's talk to Antoine, 36, in Texas. I want to help Antoine. Yes, what's going on?
I don't have a romantic bone in my body, and I'm trying to figure out a way to be more romantic, to, instead of trying to just go down on her to get her in the mood.
Oh, good question. Oh, you mean more about foreplay, like as far as like you want to know how else to turn her on. Oh, okay. So have you asked her? Have you said, hey, well, I want to be your greatest lover. What turns you on?
Yes, but it's like, I'm not understanding the way she wants me to do this.
Okay, so are you saying, is she not that into it when you go down to her? Or what? Well, tell me what's happening.
Okay, so like, for example.
Break it down.
So if I'm in the mood and I want to get her in the mood, I kiss her and go down instead of like massage or rub her back or kiss on her back type thing.
That's it. Okay. So I always recommend to not go right for even oral. I think it's so great to really get your partner to calm, relax, wash the day off of them. We're all so stressed out. Kiss her neck. Slowly, like, undress her. Give her a massage. You know, because so much of why we're not in the mood for sex is because we're stressed out and tense. And I believe if someone, like, wanted to give me a massage and they wanted me to relax and take care of my body, and like I would be down and I would be ready for sex, and that would turn me on. So, and I think a lot of women and men feel the same way. So yeah, I think that it's a great thing to do, to discover, get a massage candle maybe that uses like this warm massage oil, and yeah, play with some things and see what she's into.
Okay. I have one more question. That's
yes,
okay.
Of course, Antoine.
Okay. So how would I get her more in the mood about giving me oral? Because as of right now, it's like Christmas and birthdays.
Okay. How long have you guys been together?
We've been together about 17 years, been married 10.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I've heard about the Christmas blowjob. You're like, really? That's it? Once a year? No. Like, Santa's coming and I am. Okay. So, yeah. Antoine, I think that, listen, you guys have been together 17 years. For some reason in my brain, I was picturing this was a newer partner you were with. So do you know why she, you know, isn't giving you oral? Have you guys talked about your sex life and said, I really love when you know, give me a blowjob?
She made the comment that I don't turn on that way enough.
So she is asking for more foreplay and more. So this is great, Antoine. I believe if you give her more foreplay, I promise you, if you give her a massage and you rub her feet and you really go down on her and do all the things, you're going to get more blowjobs. It's an energy exchange, and that's how it works. All right? And she's telling you she wants it. So figure that out. And once you do it, call me back if you're not getting more blowjobs. Okay, Antoine? Thanks for calling. It's Dr. Emily. Everyone needs to go down more.
Yes.
Right? It's true, though. It's like, we're always trying to get, how do I get this? And how do I get a raise? How do I get more friends? How do I get a partner? How do I get more blowjobs? It's like, you're not going to get it by just wishing that you're going to get. We got to give. You got to give pleasure to someone.
Right. Like, you saw a shooting star and you made a wish. I want more blowjobs.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it didn't happen. And you're like,
what
the fuck, science?
Right. Exactly. You're like, where are the blowjobs? Where have all the blowjobs gone? You know that song? Where have all the... It's not blowjobs. Where have all the flowers gone?
It's Cowboys.
I never know what you're going to like, what they're going to know.
Where have all the Cowboys gone?
Yeah, or no, where have all the flowers gone was one I was seeing. But that's a good one, too.
That's one, too.
There are all these things. Where have all the blowjobs gone?
Apparently, there's an absence of cowboys and flowers. I've never heard of either of these songs.
We'll play them. We can talk to Carissa, 29 in Connecticut. Thanks for calling, Carissa. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hi.
So I'm married. It's been a year. I've been with my husband. We've been dating for 12 years. And I'm on medication that makes my sex drive so low. Like, I have none.
Mm. Okay.
And my husband, like, doesn't initiate. He hates initiating.
Oh.
So, like, we just don't have sex. So
can you turn on your radio?
My doctor, is it better? I'm off speaker now.
Oh, perfect. Don't be on the, yeah, go off speaker. Thanks.
Okay.
So he's not initiating and you've no libido. So it's like, what? What are you going to do, right?
Yeah.
So, Chris, are you on an antidepressant, like an SSRI?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's really, really common. Like, that's the bummer. It's like, you won't be depressed, but now you're not going to want to have sex. And so the first thing I have to say is that I really think it's important to talk to your doctor about it, because I believe that you can also, like, alter your meds, or you could go down a little bit, because I don't think it has to totally be gone, your libido. But my question for you is, once you start having sex, do you actually want to have sex?
Yes.
You do?
We have altered it. Yeah.
Okay, good. So once you have sex, you're able to, like, have pleasure and have orgasm.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good, because that's when the meds are like, because some people don't have the desire and they can't have an orgasm, and that's when I'm like, tweak the meds. So your problem then is your partner isn't initiating.
Yeah.
Okay. This is common for a lot of people. And let me tell you this. The reason why your partner's not initiating is because he's probably never initiated much. Maybe he's been with women who initiate. And so what you have to do, Carissa, is just explain to him, give him more information about what it looks like to you for him to initiate. Like, what's your best scenario, Carissa? How does your husband initiate that it turned you on? Do you have the answer to that?
Oh, God. No.
Okay. Well, think about it, because it's a new skill for him. He probably has never initiated in the 12 years, right?
I mean, yeah.
A few times. I don't mean never, but mostly it's you. But now that you're on the meds, you're like, oh, shit. Now, you know, so now I have to do it. And so it's really like learning a new skill. And so I think giving him more, like, because who knows why he doesn't. There's a lot of reasons why we don't initiate men, women. Maybe he was rejected when he was younger. Maybe he's still some ways in his subconscious feels like maybe you still will reject him. He doesn't have a lot of experience. So the best thing to do is to explain to him, like, does he send you a sexy text at the middle of the day and get you turned on that way? Does he come in and put rose petals on the bed? Does he throw you on the bed? Like, let him know what that ideal scenario looks like, so you can kind of paint a picture for him, and then I believe he'll be more likely to initiate. That's what I've seen.
Okay.
All right, Carissa.
Yeah,
let me know how it goes.
You.
Sure, I'm here for you. That's what we do. Help you out with all this stuff. Let's talk to Callie, 29 in California. Hey, Callie, how can I help you?
Hi. So I was raised in New Jersey, a pretty well-off family. My mom just took care of me and my sister, so I'm trying to find someone that, I'm in LA now, that, you know, makes enough money so I can, you know, quit my job and be a housewife, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I rule a lot of people out because of that, you know, like, you need to have money type of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering how to overcome that and not just be like, oh, like, yeah, he's cute, but, like, he would never be able to, like, afford.
Okay. No. Well, this is I love this question. I would say that it's, I understand that you were raised that way. And I love that you have that consciousness around you. You're like, this is like what I was brought on by my childhood and the messages that I learned. But I believe if you're going after something as, and it is, I understand wanting to be taken care of, but I don't think that ultimately you're going to respect yourself. And I do believe, like what Vincent was saying earlier, like, that which we are seeking is within us, or be the partner you want to find. So I believe, Callie, that it's important for you to, and I'm not even saying it's about money, but find your passion, you know, work in something that you really love and develop yourself more. And then I believe that you will be able to attract that person. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I think ultimately maybe you wouldn't totally respect yourself or feel like you're going to find the one if it's just about something more superficial like money.
Yeah, I guess it's just being the fact that, like, I truly do want to be a housewife. Like, I love taking care of people. I'm an assistant now, but, like, you know, being at home, taking care of the kids and stuff like that. Like,
you really
want
that. Okay. So let me put my, so I feel like, you know,
it's hard.
So what is happening here in LA? Do you think that It's just, so what is the problem then? Like, if you know that money is the most important thing, so what are you coming up against? Because I respect that, and you know what you want.
I feel like I'm finding people that I'm just, they don't get me excited. It's like, okay, yeah, this could be a potential, but I'm not even excited to go meet them.
Right. Okay, so you're meeting, but you're not excited to meet them, you said.
Yeah.
Okay. So the ones with money or just anyone in general?
Anyone in general, kind
maybe
of.
Maybe it's dating
point.
Fatigue. We've been talking about this. We were going to talk about like dating fatigue. Yeah. Maybe you've been looking, maybe that's all you've been your focus. Money, money. I got to find this person. Got to find this person. And you're 29 years old. Like, I feel like maybe you're just exhausted. And maybe you need to take a break from dating and figure out what you actually want. Like, beyond have one, have a kid and a rich husband. There's more depth to that because, you know, having, I think that it's so easy to look at like, that's just what it's going to be is I'll be a mom. But, you know, life is complex and there's a lot of other things. So I think the more you kind of look at yourself and do the work and what is important to you and what kind of people are you attracted to and have some therapy or self-introspection, I think that you'll be have fresh eyes. You know, like, I believe that would be really important. And it's really refreshing to take dating off the table and to be like, you know what? I'm not even looking right now, because then you realize you've got all this time and that time is spent on developing Callie, who you really are and what you want and what makes you happy, you know, until you find that person. So that's what I recommend to you, because you just sound like no one could come into the picture right now. So that's what.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for calling, Callie. Okay. Well, I like this question because this is something that I think that a lot of us, we go through. I have gone through this in the last year, and I've done this several periods of my life where I have taken time off from dating. I'm like, you know what? I'm actually not interested. And when I started this show a year ago, November 12th, 2018, it was busy and we were, you know, learning, you know, lots of change everything. I've been doing the podcast for a long time and I realized that I really wanted to get my foundation set. This is just me. And I'm just explaining this to you, is that it's like, I decided that dating was just, I don't need someone to complete me right now. I've never thought that. And I thought if I could really focus on my personal life and my home and putting that together and then doing a great show for all of you, changing the world one orgasm at a time, building a good team, which I've done, then I'll be ready. And I have to tell you, for the first, like, I really feel like it's just starting to happen. I'm like, now I'm ready to go back out there. And that's not a typical thing to do. I think we often just keep going and going and going until we're exhausted. And then maybe you do settle, you know? So I think dating fatigue, taking a dating detox, you know, whether you're coming out of a divorce, a long-term relationship, you know, sometimes we just need to take a step back and really do the work on ourselves. Thanks to my incredible team for all your hard work. Ken, Kristen, Alisa, Robin, Brian, our interns, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.